Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. It is your favorite podcasters here. Me, Jamie, and my buddy,
Francis.
There we go. We're hanging out with you today, forever. Hey,
have you just watched Brokeback Mountain again?
No, I haven't. We do talk about Brokeback Mountain in the episode, though.
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah.
I don't know why you did it again. Why do you say that? Well, you know, you were in the book and you go, oh, yeah? Yeah, you know.
Well, I was just kind of predicting the future a bit.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Hey, listeners, you private partners. I just want to say this is a bit of a different podcast today because it's just me and Francis, no guest, because we brought it back to the old school.
Yeah, well, the original. But actually, we do kind of have a few guests.
I like the way you did that.
In the form of... the letters that we have received from our various lovely listeners dotted around the world.
Yeah, that's right. So we have asked over the past few weeks for people to send in letters, asking issues, talking about stuff, or just send us a really nice letter. And you have gone and done it.
So thank you.
So we have a little bit of a fun little chat to begin with, Francis and I. He makes me lol. He tells us that he's met Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And then in the second half, we read out all of your wonderful letters, some of them very moving, some of them very lovely, some of them very funny, loads of different things. So thank you to all of our guests, as Francis said, coming on the podcast today, even though you're not actually on the podcast, you're here in spirit. If you do want to send us a letter, because we are going to do other episodes of these, it's not the only last one, please send a letter to 79-81 Borough Road, SE1-1DN. It means the world.
Addressed to... Francis Bull and Jamie Lang.
Yeah, please do it. Remember to subscribe. It's completely free. So why the freaking hell wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't you subscribe?
Yeah, just click the button. Just click it. Hey, remember to follow us on Instagram at Private Podcast if you want to. Again, we post some funny things on it. But for now, it's just Jamie and Francis on the podcast.
Do you know what is really funny? So I can't really talk about it, I guess.
Yeah, you can.
All right, so I was doing this show. I was filming this show.
Hey, you're back on TV?
Yeah. I was just doing this show. It's just very glamorous show, you know.
Yeah.
Abroad, yeah.
Wait, where were you? Where were you in the world?
I was in. Where was I when I was talking about this? Yes, I was in Italy, and
the funny thing is, I know what show it is, but we can't say what it is.
No, it's top secret.
It's a top secret show. Yeah,
but basically, it was really embarrassing because so they said, "Oh, what are your party tricks?" Right, and I was like, "Well, I was like, I didn't know what to do." And I was like, "Oh, I can do a very good impression of a monkey." Right, I've done my monkey impression.
Yeah, you've done it to me before.
And anyway, so I did that, and everyone was like blown away, and they're like, "Wow!" Blah, blah. And then they kept asking me to do it, but then at the end, like by the third time, I was like, "This looks really lame because it just looks like I really want to do it." you know, it just looks like I'm like, "Oh, I love everyone. This is working. I'm just going to do this monkey impression to everyone."
That is too funny. So you kept doing this monkey impression.
Well, no, they just kept saying, oh, they kept having, like, coming up with new ways to, like, get me to do the monkey impression. Like, we had to do, it was.
Do the monkey impression one more time.
No, I'm not going to do it.
No, go on, do it one more time.
If you want to do it, you can watch the show, because I do it, like, four or five times.
I want to see you do it now. Just do it really quickly.
And it's just like a kind of like that.
You're right. It is lame. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts
it's
Podcast.
It's not lame. It's just actually quite good.
This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. Hey, listen, Dean, what's happening? It's just me and Francis together today. Just me and you today, isn't it, buddy?
We've got a lot of fan mail.
Yeah, but forget the fan mail. It's just me and you today.
Oh, yeah? It's just us.
I love it how when I ask you, I say to you, hey, it's just you and I today, you and us today, you and me today. You go, oh, is it? Yeah, you sort of question.
Well, there are
it.
Other people in the room, so I thought. Yeah.
Hey, I've also got.
You're ignoring them.
I've got another question for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you ready for this one? Why do I keep waking up at 2:15 a.m.? Every morning I wake up 2:15 a.m. Boom, I look at my clock.
Is your alarm?
I don't set my alarm.
You got a recurring alarm for 2:15 a.m.
No, I don't set my alarm.
That's the obvious. That might have been a trick question.
Nah, it's not an alarm. It's just I keep waking up.
Okay,
at that time.
Do you know what it is? Probably. I think if you drink alcohol before you go to bed, dehydrates you, and you'll wake up, and your body will need water, so it'll wake you up.
But I don't drink alcohol before bed.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You have every day. You have about 6 beers.
How do you know that every day I have 6 beers?
Before you go to bed, to put you to sleep. And then you have a little pick-me-up in the morning just to wake you up.
Well, a Barocca.
Yeah, a Barocca.
When you wake up in the morning, do you have a Barocca? Do you take vitamins?
My routine, my morning routine is...
Yeah, run me through. So hold on, so here we go. So sun comes up, and then they go... Tweet, 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 tweet.
Usually I'm up before the sun, so...
Up before your sun?
Yeah. The sun.
You're usually up before the sun.
Yeah. And, yes, I wake up, go downstairs, and... Yeah, then I'll make a coffee. So I'll grind the beans, 25 grams, for 11 seconds. Actually, usually around 24 grams. 24 grams for 11 seconds in the grinder, fresh coffee. Put it in the...
What does it sound like, the grinder?
Like that?
Yeah.
And then I'll pour that in my... So first I'll put the filter, one of the paper filters, in my V60 kind of coffee filter. Pour boiling water in there to clean the filter out.
Yeah.
And then I'll pour the coffee in. And then and I'll put it on the scales. On top of a little glass cylinder.
Yeah.
And then I'll pour on about 350 millilitres of water, boiling hot water.
Are you teaching me how to make coffee? Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to tell you my morning ritual. And then I'll sit down at my computer with my coffee.
And just watch porn
and
for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and just stare at it. And then I'll turn it on. And then I'll just kind of go through my emails. I do that sort of email, morning email.
Yeah, I sometimes do you pack up all your emails? Do you get so when you have your emails,
pack them up?
Well, not pack them up, but do you? So I don't check my emails sometimes until it gets to about 50 emails and I check it.
Oh really?
Well, I'm very quick at like replying to emails and things like that. But normally what happens is that I will I won't reply. So if it's a
you
weekend,
got better at. Replying recently?
No, I always reply to emails.
You used to not be that great.
I would always reply to emails. I'd always be really.
No, you definitely got better like in the past like year or two.
No, I was always.
You've obviously heard in a podcast somewhere. It's like really important to respond to emails quickly.
No, I was always quite good at replying to them.
Oh shit, I should probably do that.
No, I reply to them quite quickly, but then. Sometimes I just sometimes don't have a
you heard
day.
Dax Shepherd said you should always respond to your emails quickly. And you,
Dax Shepherd,
yeah,
the guy who does a podcast on Armchair Experience, yeah. The guy who's married to Christian Bell,
yeah, Christian Bale. I don't know who's gay.
No, Christian Bell.
Christian Bell.
No, Christian. What's his name? Christian Bell. That's her name.
Christian.
Christian Bell.
Christian Dunce. Wait, Christian Stewart. Do you know I met Christian Stewart once?
Did you? What happened?
And basically, I didn't actually know who she was, and basically she was wearing glasses. I would have recognized her if she hadn't been wearing glasses. And my friend said, "Oh, this is Christian," and I said, "Oh, Christian, I've never heard that name for a girl," because I thought she had said her name was Christian. She said, "No, Kristen," and I was like, "Oh, okay."
And then what happened next? You go, "Well, hi, Kristen."
No, and then
were you not like a huge what's the movie she was in with, you know, about being vampires and werewolves?
No, I hadn't seen it.
What is that called? That movie, everyone knows that movie. It's called
Twilight.
Twilight, that's it. God, my brain tastes working. You'd never watched Twilight?
No, I hadn't watched it at the time.
What?
No. And then
who doesn't watch Twilight? It's like not reading the Harry Potter books.
You didn't even know what it was called.
Twilight. And do you know who the other actor in it is?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, and the other one, Hugh Grant.
I met him as well before.
You're just name dropping all these people. Do you say when you go into this TV show the other day, do you say, "You never guess who I do the podcast with"? Jamie Lang.
Yes, when I go and see Robert Pattinson, I'm like, "Hey, do you know that I've got this podcast with?" Just absolutely shameless name dropping.
Who would be for you? So you met Christian Bale, then you met Rob Pattinson.
No, I didn't meet Christian Bale.
Not Christian Bale, Christian Stewart.
Yeah, I met her once. Yeah.
And when you met Rob Pattinson,
yeah,
where did you meet him?
I met him at a party. At a party, and then we all went to a bar afterwards.
You and Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, at this bar. And then he was going out with the singer that he was going out with at the time? She was also there.
Who are you talking about?
Dub. What was the name of the singer that he was going out with?
Not Dua Lipa.
Tweebs? Tweebs? What was the name of the singer that he went out with?
I want you to try and guess it.
What? K-Dubs or something? Feeds?
Yeah, who did?
What is it? What is the name of it?
I don't know why you keep asking me. I don't know. You're trying to sort of...
She's a singer and she has a very unusual pop
name.
Oh,
the Australian girl, Ziggy Azalea.
He didn't go out with Azalea.
I don't know who he went out with.
Sorry? Twigs, that's the thing. He went out with Twigs and she was there as well. He met her as well.
Okay, and what was he? What, nice guy?
Nice guy, yeah. I think I'd met him before then.
Who else have you met? What other famous people have you met?
I met... are we just name dropping? Who?
Yeah, we're just going to name drop. I'm going to go through all the people.
I met Tom Cruise.
No, you didn't. Yeah. When?
I met him at... I can't say where it was. But I met him.
Why?
He was on the table right next to me.
Was he?
In a club in Mayfair.
Did you say hi?
That shall remain nameless. Yeah, I spoke to him.
Wait, hang on. You can't name the club that you were at in Mayfair for what reason?
Well, because it's a private members club.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, fine. So, and you met this guy. So you met Tom Cruise. Did you say hi to him?
Yeah.
What did he say back to you?
I just said, "Hey, mate, huge fan of your work."
Wait, and before you do it, say, you have to do it in his accent.
It was very loud. I can't really... I mean, you've heard his accent.
Yeah, but I want to hear you do it.
I can't even remember. He said, "Hey, man, thanks."
Tom Cruise did not... You did not go up to Tom Cruise and go, "Hey, man, I'm a big fan of your work." And he turned back and went, "Hey, man, thanks."
Yeah, I think he did.
He did not.
I swear on my life, I'm not making that up. I can't remember exactly what we spoke about. I think I was quite drunk back then. Who are you going to say you've met?
I had a really awkward moment actually last night. We went to this thing called the Channel 4 Upfronts, which is like a Channel 4 kind of big party where they do like all marketing and advertising and things. And then there's loads of talent there.
Talent? Like you?
Did I just say there's loads of Channel 4?
Are you talking about the girls there? Or are you talking about like people who are on Channel 4?
No, Channel 4 talent.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. And...
anyway, who, like Sophie Habu? Or... What about... Who's the best talent on... Who do you think is the biggest talent that were there?
Who do you think is the biggest talent on Channel?
Who do you think is the best bit of, you know, best bit of talent at the awards?
Who do you think is the biggest talent on Channel 4?
The biggest bit of talent?
The biggest talent. If you walked into the Channel 4 upfronts, and you saw someone standing there, you would go, "Wow, that's pretty cool."
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah,
who would it be?
Oh, I thought you were. I didn't realise you were asking me who.
Yeah, who would it be? You walk in there and they're standing there. Yours would be Jonathan Ross.
He's not even on Channel 4, is he?
If you walked in and saw Jonathan Ross, you'd freak out.
Who's on Channel 4 these days? To be honest, I don't really watch TV. Well, anyway, I don't know who's on it.
Anyway, I went to this thing and...
Oh, wait, do you know what I watched the other day, which is quite good?
What?
Well, it's quite good, yeah. Fleabag, do you know that? Fleabag.
Apparently Fleabag is amazing. And the other one that we...
It was good, I watched the first season. It was quite X-rated, though, I have to say. My mum was watching it, and I had to leave.
Wait, hang on, so explain what happened to you. What happened to you is you were watching it with your mum.
Yeah, and then she started, they were like all these sex scenes, and I was like, oh, I don't want to watch that with my mum.
I told you that was...
They were like having anal sex.
And you were watching it with your mum?
Well, no, we were watching Fleabag, and I was like, I don't want to watch that. Something talking about anal sex and having a big bumhole. Bumholio.
But hang on.
Big cornholio.
So wait on. So with your mum, your mum was sitting there and it became super awkward.
No, actually, I think my mum left.
wait, what happened? You left or your mum left?
No, I was watching it. Me, Katie, and my mum. Fleabag. And then the first episode, I think, is about... Well, there's a bit where she has a really big... talking about how... I don't know. You've got to watch it.
Yeah, but I find the funniest thing in the world is the fact that...
That I don't want to watch something that's talking about anal sex with my mum?
Well, I want to be there because when you started to realise it was going down that path, going to be a sexual path, and you realise your mum's here, in your head, everyone goes, oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, I hope this is a short scene.
I had that. I told you this before when I went and watched Brokeback Mountain.
With your mum?
I went and watched it with my mum. It was Brokeback. It was a choice between Brokeback Mountain or Meet the Parents, I think it was, or something like that. And
should have gone with the latter, I think.
I know. And anyway, when Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, who the two actors...
Your two favourite men.
The two actors in it were suddenly up in the hills together, and they had made this fire and they were keeping warm, and I suddenly realised what was going to... happen, and they were going to have sex with each other.
I've never seen it. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. It's really sad and moving. But they were going to have sex with each other.
Did it turn you on a bit?
And they were up in the mountains, and I could see this, what was going to happen. They were going to end up having sex. And I was sitting with my mum, and I was young, you know.
You're like, Mum, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I've seen this a million times before.
And obviously they started having sex, and it was I've never felt so awkward in my life that I got the hysteric
an erection.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
I know he's so awkward, so I just started laughing uncontrollably. I couldn't stop laughing. All to the point where I was shaking in my seat. This happened...
Was your mum laughing?
My mum felt really awkward as well. I just felt terribly awkward. I had this, again, really awkward laughter.
Was there only one sex scene in that film? Or is it with them all?
There's one really sort of very... The first sex scene is...
Apparently it's really aggressive.
Yeah, it's really aggressive and passion. It's full of passion, right? So it's... But it's...
Paris like, Paris like, is it kind of like that?
Dude, like what?
Is it a bit like that? Oh, God. Because they're cowboys who are rough and ready.
How would you flirt with me if you're a cowboy?
Howdy, partner.
Hey, how you doing?
Howdy, partner. I got a tent up there on that mountain over there. Do you want to come and sleep out under the stars with me?
Sure I do. I'll get up there.
You just dribbled it over the microphone. Oh, you're like kissing it.
What's going to happen up in the tent?
Just a bit of rough and tumble.
I don't know why I find it so funny you flirting with me as a cowboy.
Getting all giddy, aren't you?
I went for lunch, talking about laughing uncontrollably. Went with my business partner, and we went to meet this PR company. And we're sitting there with the PR company, and the door was going. They said, "Oh my god! So your sweet company, you just get to eat sweets all day. How do you test the flavors if they're good enough? You know, if you don't like the strawberry, what do you do?" And Ed, my business partner, went, "Well, we don't use it." And I spat water across the table all over the lady.
Oh my god.
Yeah, in the middle of the net. And then I couldn't stop laughing.
Was she offended?
Why spat water across that?
In her face?
Yeah, you know how it goes like...
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was very funny, but very awkward.
Did she find it funny?
Yeah, she did. Well, she, thank God she did find it funny. She then sent an email afterwards saying it was such a funny lunch. But going back to these famous people, so I went to the Channel 4 Upfronts.
Yeah.
And one of the...
Who was the most famous person there?
Sandy Trotsky.
What? Who?
Sandy Trotsky.
Never even heard of
presenter of Bake Off.
Oh, I didn't even... No, yeah. Who's the...
Sandy Toksvig, say that again. Sandy Toksvig?
Toksvig, oh yes.
Yeah, Sandy Toksvig was there.
She's the most famous.
Well, I think she's pretty famous, yeah. Who else is there? Ant Middleton from SAS Who Dares Wins. He was there looking for... I'm friendly with him, though. Me and him are buddies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bit of Breakback Mountain going on there, yeah. Out on the battlefield.
I want to go up to the tip, a bit of rough and tumble. And I then was saying hi to all the Bake Off people because I know a few of the Bake Off people, and I met one of the Derry girls. I met one of the Derry girls
from Derry. From Ireland.
It's called Derry Girls. It's a very popular TV show. It's really funny about girls who live in
Derry. Do you guys watch more TV?
Yeah, you should definitely watch more TV. Anyway,
I guess I probably should, because considering all the people we get on, I probably know more about them. It's probably becoming a bit necessary for my
100%
participation in the podcast to watch more TV.
You need to watch more TV. So I said to this one of the girls from the Derry Girls, I said, "Could I possibly have a selfie with you?" And she said, "Yeah, sure," in her Derry accent.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah, of course you can. And I...
Of course you can.
Of course you can.
Of course you can have a selfie with me. Why not?
Hey, so I'll do it to you. Hey, can I get a selfie with you?
Of course you can, Jamie. Of course you can have a selfie with me, and then we'll go back to Derry. Milk a cow.
So I took a selfie with her, and when I took the selfie with her, I obviously pressed too long on the side button, so it started recording. So it was a video.
Oh, she showed me the video.
Yeah, so it was here. So the video is this.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I saw that. I was confused. The grin you're pulling is hilarious.
I know. I'm going to go onto our socials at Private Podcast, and I'm going to hold on, save. That's it. Hold on 1 second. Go onto our Instagram at Private Podcast. We're going to post it out there onto the thing. It's a very funny... Basically, it looks like a really crap boomerang.
Yeah. Well, it's not a boomerang. It's just a short video.
It's a really bad boom.
Anyway, but wait. So she was in Derry.
She was in Derry, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, also, the point of the podcast today is, a big point of it, is because
I saw that video and I was like, Katie, come and look at this. You're going to have to come and have a look at this.
What videos have you seen on my Instagram where you've just gone, oh no? Has there ever been one?
The one where, oh, wait, I know the one. Can I say the one about?
Yeah, of course.
Wait, okay, when you're at the Brits, is it the Brits?
Uh huh.
And
oh my god, I know
and,
what you're gonna
say. And I woke up the morning and I was like, oh, let's see what Jamie's been up to. And there was one where you were literally snogging Anne-Marie's cheek.
I was
you were snogging her cheek.
Yeah, and Francis very kindly sent me a message. I was going out with Elle, my ex-girlfriend at the time. Francis sent me a message saying, don't know if Elle will like that video. And I went, it was fine. Look, it was me snogging Anne-Marie's cheek.
No, not just call it, not just saying that, but you were going, my girl.
No, I wasn't.
You were going, my girl, like in There Will Be Blood, where he's like, my boy. But you were saying that about Anne-Marie, you're going, my girl.
No, I wasn't. I'm going to find...
Can you find the actual video?
Yeah, I'm gonna find the actual video. Where is the actual video? Hold on, come on. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, I don't know if I did have it. I can't.
Oh, you didn't delete it, did you?
Yeah, I've obviously. Oh, here it is. No.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is it.
Oh, no! No, there was a worse one than that.
Was there a worse one? Yeah. Well, we're going to post that up on our social as well, just for the hell of it. Anne-Marie and I just being homies with each other. Anyway, the reason why we want to do the podcast today, just Francis and I, not because we love each other and we love you guys. We'd actually...
We love you and we've recently got a lot of post.
We got a lot of fan mail.
Are you going to call it fan mail?
Well, I don't know.
That kind of says, oh, they're our fans, yeah, rather than they're just our listeners.
Just our friend.
You just want to refer to everyone as your fan.
No, I don't want to refer to everyone as my fan. They're my friends. I tell you, we got some friend mail from you. You are friends out there. You private parters. And there's loads of them here. So as promised...
We got some mail from our pen pals.
So we got loads of mail. And what we're going to do is we're going to read out some of these letters.
Some lovely handwriting.
We just want to say to everyone of our friends who have sent us mail, we really, really appreciate it. Now, recently...
It's lovely to get letters.
Yeah, Francis and I recently have been talking about mental health and our struggles and other people's struggles. And I think it's really just connected with a lot of different people. Which is really, really, really cool. So I feel like what we're going to do is we're going to read out these letters in the second part of the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to read some out. Hey, but that doesn't stop us, Francis, because we know we get letters in. However, we still have my diary.
Oh, yes.
Which I've got to, of course, read to you. And we still got to have the question of the week, obviously.
That's true. We've got the question of the week.
So, Francis, why don't we have the question of the week?
All right. What nostril do dogs sniff good smells with?
What's a 50-50 chance?
Yeah, which one? The left or the right?
So,
and the second part of that question is, what do they sniff with the other one?
Apparently, if you love someone, if you're looking at them, you look at their right eye.
Yeah.
You were looking at my left eye straight away.
Because you're on my left.
You were looking at... I would look at your right eye. I wouldn't look at your left eye. Look at me. You look at my left eye. You don't love me.
You just told me that.
No, I don't. You look to my left eye. Look at me again. Stop looking at... You're looking at my forehead. Oh, you don't love me. Apparently that's you. Okay, I think that dogs smell out of their right-hand noses.
Right-hand noses.
Right nostril.
Okay. You think, well, they smell out of both of them, but which one's good smells and which one's...
Good smells are out of the right.
Yeah.
And other smells are out of the left.
All right, well, we shall see in part two.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready because it is...
Do we have time for your diary? Why don't we just read the letters?
No, it's time for my diary. Saturday. So my friend India decided to join up to a dating app. She's young, cute and single, so why the hell not? She matched...
Why does she have to be young?
Oh, I don't know. It's just
older people can do dating apps.
Yeah, they can. I know.
But you're implying that older people die alone.
No, they can all also do it. It's just a fact. She's young.
All right. Okay. So it's irrelevant to the story, really.
She's young, cute, single. So why the hell not? She matched with this boy, Nick, Londoner, brown hair, dreamy blue eyes, likes 90s hip hop, and he had a quote. Now, I'm all about a good quote. Why fit in when we're born to stand out? Life is a series of baby steps. I could go on.
All right, don't. Just get on with the... Don't worry.
But when you're on a dating app and a quote you choose to have on your profile is, I lost my teddy, will you sleep with me? That is surely a red flag straight away.
Did it work?
Nick is obviously a twat. Anyway, my friend brushed away the quote with ease whilst defending the stranger. Don't say that about him, you don't know him, nor do you, India. Nick picked a restaurant in Soho, 7:30 p.m, and my friend went. Apparently the dinner was surprisingly good. India then excused herself to go to the bathroom. You know this story, by the way.
We got
told it the other day by the girl. While she was in there, she got a text from Nick. She thought, that's weird. She opened the message and read it. She came back to the table where Nick was sitting, him looking panic. I think I sent you a message by accident while you were in the bathroom. Did you read it? Yes, India said. Ah, the message read, mate, having a jokes time. We're a bottle of wine down. I'm definitely going to get laid tonight.
Did they get laid?
No, obviously not. She went to the bathroom and received a text from a date. And the text said, I'm going to get laid tonight. And he, by accident, sent it
to her. I know,
yeah,
I got there.
You got it?
It's funny.
Imagine the panic in your face when that would happen.
Isn't it the worst thing when you send a message to someone else?
Have you ever sent a message to the wrong person?
Well, sometimes I've stopped doing this, but sometimes I used to like to amuse myself. Whenever I got an email from someone that required some sort of response, I'd write a fake joke response and return, like, just like, blah, 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 like, just...
Like what? Say
cracking
what?
Up to myself, just saying the most ridiculous, like, offensive stuff.
And what, to replying to someone's email?
No, but I'd never actually send it. I'd then just delete it and write the normal email.
So if your own amusement...
For my own amusement, I write, like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, shut up, you wanker.
Yeah. Like, it's funny. Just try and crack myself up. The most absurd response to the email. But then I did that, and then I was like, oh, God, this is classic. I'm going to show it. So I went to show it to my business partner. I was like, here, have a look at that. And as I was passing the phone to him, I pressed send.
Oh, no. What?
And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What did the message say? Can you remember?
I can't remember. I can't say it. Well, it was concerning some other business that we were doing. But it was definitely... No, and then I had to send her an email saying, look, I just want to say that the last email was not... meant to be sent. It was a complete like joke, and I didn't mean to press send, and I mean none of it.
Oh my God. Right, ladies and gentlemen, hey, that was the first half of Private Parts. Now stick around for part two, because we have
the answer to the question of the week
and all your lovely letters. We'll see you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.